Yeah, I'm actually a crew lead. So we're from Thompson Rivers University. I graduated from the Bachelor of Natural Resource Science. And basically, we're the researchers getting all the data from... we're tracking 8 turtles right now, seeing what their movements are, getting the points on where they're crossing the road so we can implement fencing, so we can funnel them through the culvert, so we can try and reduce mortality along the road.
Is there ways you can entice them to go a certain direction that you want them to?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing the fencing for, is to kind of entice them to go in that direction. If you do see a turtle crossing the road, try and, like, if you can stop and it's safe to get out of your car, you can try and kind of walk behind them slowly, try and edge them off the road. We do recommend not picking them up, because females will actually, if they're gravid, meaning they're pregnant and they're going to cross, going to lay their eggs to, they actually hold water, and if you pick them up, they release that water. And then they have to go all the way back to the pond, get more water to come back and nest.
Good information on that. Thank you. I was telling your partner, they just had a virtual turtle day at Elizabeth Lake in Cranbrook, and they were hit pretty hard by skunks last year. Are there predators that cause a problem to the western painted turtles in this area?
Yes, skunks are a huge predator to the eggs, at least. You can also get foxes, coyotes, stuff like that, but we think skunks are probably the number one predator for them with the eggs.
Right. Can you do something around their nesting area?
Yeah, so right now we're actually figuring out where they're nesting, so that's kind of our first year of the project. If you do, like, let's say you see a turtle nesting on your property, you can put, like, a cage kind of around it to keep the skunks from getting at it.
Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.